Parshas Tetzaveh deals with the Mekam Bigdei Kehuna, and Chazal say Begodim Amechap on different Inyonim. We've spoken over the years about different Begodim, but the Tzar HaShaveh is Karbonis Amechap on specific Maisim. In other words, that a person does a Maisa that's not good, so on that it's Mechapa. And Begodim are Mechapa much more on Inyonim of Klolius problems. In other words, not a specific Maisa Avera, but things that are generally a general problem. And Kineged Deivarim, that it's Mislabish, that is what it's Mechapa on. There are two that stand out, Mitzad Echshivus and Mitzad Echshivus Deivarim, that they go on, is the Choshen on the Leiv. The Choshen is connected to the Leiv, Leiv Shirah, B'Gdulas Ocher, B'Somach, that's one. And the Tzitz, which is connected to the Metzach, the Moyach, that is the second one. So the two most important Evarim of the person have a Kinegdom, Tzitz, and Choshen. And we need to compare the two and understand the different inyanim zelu maser. First, the first thing is it says that the Urim V'Tumim is keneged, the Choshen Urim V'Tumim is keneged the Ivus Hadin. The Gemara says keneged dinim, but it's keneged Ivus Hadin, which is something strange because the chur that should belong to the moyach. So the pasuk pshat is that it's a person netiyus that am avis is a din. But the chol zeis dinim are shayach to the world of chayshin. The meidach gisa, the tzitz, you have two separate inyanim, and both of them are very interesting. First of all, there's a halachadik inyan. The tzitz is called the ratzen, and it's mechape keneged. It says that it's the tzitzis l'rotzen. It's a ritzui for tuma. For certain types of, if you makir kabbonis wrongly, if you have a beer kavana, whatever, this will be l'rotzen. V'hoya metzach aron, v'nosa aron as avoyna kadoshim asher ekdishu meYisrael. Aron will. This will be a kapara of Avayna Kadoshim. It's the only beged we have mefurish that is in of kapara, and it's kapara on kachim, which v'hoya al mitzchay tomid l'rotzen l'fnei Hashem. So it's the only beged that we have that says clearly what its tafkid is in Yoni Ritzi. And the Gemara darshins that's mechap on certain kabbanas that are brought betumah. The bottom line, the most important one, is what's called Tumas HaTahayim. In other words, Tuma that nobody knew existed in a certain place, and the Chozos was in Tame, that if you bring a carbon, then it's kosher, even though it's Tame. So you need to understand, of all the Inyanim, first of all, why is the Tzitz the only one where it's Mefurish, the Inyan, that it's a Kapara? And Tumas HaTahayim Dafkim, it's a strange combination of Tuma. Like, the Tumah, that's Tumas HaTahayim, that's Ikka Mechapa. Other Tumas, the Shaila, this is near, it's the Tumas of the Oichon, not Tumas of the Adam. But the Choloifin, Tumas HaTahayim is its retreat. And that's then, what is Tumas HaTahayim in Hilchus, mitzad daveris of the person, I mean, he wasn't careful enough. Well, where's the Tumas HaTahayim over here? Also, in the Chazal Darshan, there are inyanim of stam averus that's mechapa. The Gemara gives a list of what it's mechapa on. So the Gemara, the Bavli says that it's mechapa on azus metzach. That, you know, it's mechapa on hazeh. Fine, that's azus metzach. But the Chazal Darshan that from the pasuk is ki metzach isha zayna hayalacha, that you had the metzach of Isha Zayna. So is that znus or that asus ponim? In other words, where's the nekuda of Isha Zayna Chayachin. On Arayas it says Mefurish, the Avnitz Mechapa, the Mechasayim's Mechapa, that's Shayach to the Evorim of Arayas. But here the Metzach, it's Azaz Panim, where's the Pasuk fit? That it says Metzach Isha Zayna. So, I mean, is the Znus or is it that? The second, in the Yerushalmi, it brings another Shita, that is the Avri that it's Mechatan Gudanfin. Gudanfin means people that are Mechayef and Megadef HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Raya for that is that by Golias, there was a David HaMelech threw a rack and it his Metzach, and B'meila, you see that that's Megadef Mechayef. So the assumption is obviously that there was a certain Midah connect Midah, and when he hit him in the Metzach, that struck, you know, that's the Zeluma said, the Midah connect Midah. But what's the Pshat? So you have two in Yonim and Saraveris. You have Hazas Ponim, and you have Mecharef Megadim. So Mecharef Megadim is also, I mean, every Averis Hazas Ponim, I assume, but there's an Akuri of, and in Zayn itself also, there's an Akud of Azaz Panim in Zayna, that's in Znus you have an Akud of Azaz Panim, and connected that you have the Kapara of Tzitz. The an interesting Nafgemina between the Tzitz and the Urim V'Tumim. The Urim V'Tumim was Nignas. We didn't have it in Bayis Sheni. It was Gonis. And the Oren and the Ovetum was Nignas. The obvious reason being, Klal Yisrael wasn't worthy of it. We didn't want it to fall into the hands of the Goyim. You know, the Geniza was always for things that were too holy to fall in. We didn't want it to, Akashvach didn't want it to fall into the hands of the Goyim. So it was Nignas Koydim. So the Ovetum we understand is the Chashavs to beg it. The Tzitz, it says Rabbi Lezer, there was a shayla how it's written, but two shuras, one shura, and Rabbi Lezer says, I saw the tzitz, and it was written one shura. So that means that, I mean, not only is the pshat that it wasn't Nignas, but it's in Rome. I mean, are you talking? L'chor if the tzitz and the Urim V'Tumim are k'neged, the most important parts of the person, And it's B'chal, the Mashmos is that Tzitz is a very elevated beggar, and it has on it Kodesh Lashem and so on. So why was that? Why did that go into Golas? It's hard to say. It's not a kasha as much as if we have a Mahalach, we understand what the Nafkimina is. Also, the Nafkiminas, the only two Godim that has something written on it was the was the Urim V'Tumim and the Tzitz. The difference was in the Urim V'Tumim, the Inyan of Urim V'Tumim came about to where each time a different letter lit up. The Tzitz is Kavua. The Oasis, these are the Kodesh Lashem is what's Kavua in the Tzitz, and that's it. That seems to be the Etzem Etzias of the Tzitz, and there is no playing with the letters like by Urim V'Tumim. Both of them have an Indian of Ha'ara. Urim V'Tumim is the Lashon Urim that it's Meir Lefneim Yisrael, because the letters light up. And Tumim Shemitam is Aderech, that it paves the road, it tells them what to do. The Tzitz, it says, is Miloshen, the word Tzitz is Miloshen Istaklus. For instance, Meitzitz Minacharakim, to look in a crack, to peek through a crack. The Hatzotza, Hatzitzal of Balabira, all those Lashonas of Hatzotza means to look, to see, to peek, is actually it's a quick glimpse, is Hatzotza. And all those in Yanim, so the Tzitz is Miloshen Re'iyah and Istaklus also, and the Urim V'Tumim is Re'iyah Istaklus, and yet there are two Re'iyahs and two Istaklus. The Nakuda that most boiled is that the word Tzitz is Miloshen, first of all, a quick istaklus, like meitzitz min acharakim, heitzitz olav balabira. It's always a glimpse is the right word for it. Whereas urim is mashma meil of neim that it's keilu a ha'ara, that a kavudik ha'ara. And also, the word tzitz means usually an edge of something, a beginning of a thread. Like, for instance, tzitzis on the Kante Bigdecha, or tzitzis haroish. It's always the word tzitz in Lashon Kodesh means a shoot, an animal, a plant. As soon as it has something, that's called when something blossoms. When something blooms, that first blossoming, that first small piece that comes up, that's called a tzitz. So tzitz is also means, besides seeing something very quickly, glimpsing, it's also a noun of things that are just a beginning of a thread, a beginning of something. Not a dova sholet, like a tzitz of a beged. Tzitz of a reish means the ends of the hairs that are coming out, and it sits. So obviously the tzitz is keneged derinin. I'll try to explain a little bit what is the teichna tzitz. The we said before. I mean, the Urim V'Tumim is a pashta what to do. The tzitz has a different ha'ara to it. The Tzalashon Zayah. It says like this. Vayas as a tzitz neza kodesh zorach tor. Amai ipri tzitz. Why is it called a tzitz? So the Zayah says, Miloshen istaklus, it's to see. Listakolobe, like we said, that the word tzitz means istaklus. Ubeginda vekaimal istaklus rebanash, because it was meyuchet for the stakos of a person, ikri tzitz. The chol man the stakos of a tzitz, anyone who looked at the tzitz, ishtemoyda bey, became enlightened through it. Or it better yet, it became known what he was. It says, b'tzitz hava asfin deshmo kadisha guifim gilufa, the oisis of Hashem were carved out, umechaken bey, vizako have a hahuda kaima kamei. If the person standing in front of the tzitz was a tzaddik, in an asvan de mechakim bei goydahava, those letters that were carved out have a bolt in mitata la'ela, would be mayor. They would kind of come out, the salkim or glifa benahara, and they would shine out from the tzitz. And they would bathe the light of the face of the person who was being nivdak, would bathe him with ur. And if it wasn't, if the person's light didn't shine off, didn't reflect off the person, then we know for sure that he's not a ben al mahab, he's not a tzaddik, and so on. Very similar lashon later on also. It says, So it says one thing, it was baitik to people. In other words, that a person passed by it and it was mayor and was baitik to person. Very different than Ormetumim. Ormetumim was mayor and told you what to do, where to go. And the tzitz was mayor and it reflected on the person. And if it reflected on the person, then we knew that he was a tzaddik, and if not, he wasn't. Then it says, later on, it says, Ahemshech, how did it help people that were Ivafiris? Tochazi, the Ha'amru, the Kol Inun Takife Mitzcha, any people that was Aziz Metzach, the Lesnu Kisufa, if they don't have Boshes Panim, Lesnu Chulka Bolam De Ma'asi, don't have a Chelkom Haben Olam Hazeh. Like the Mishnah says in Ovis, that Boshes Panim, that Az Panim is a Gehenna. Kol Inun Takife Mitzcha, the Havu Bubi Yisrael, all the Azus Metzach that were in Klai Yisrael, kind of mistaken about tzitz, have a misbarach, a mistavenly bayu. When they would look at the tzitz, their hearts would become broken. Or mistaken about dayu, they would start looking at the maisim, begin the tzitz al os have a koyim. Because the tzitz was the oisis v'akadosh baruch hu, chomande mistako bay, have a machzeh b'udin. And anyone that saw it became embarrassed what he did. V'adot tzitz mekapen at lidot kifei, unpinned kifim mitzvah. And that's the And the same thing he goes on with, he says that it had the Isis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the light would fall on the person, and the person would become very frightened, and so on. That's, that are the two inyanim that the Zohar says is Shayach Tzitz. So let's understand a little bit the two different inyanim. There are, Lamashal, there are two, the Chazal say that Kol HaZohar B'Ner is the Neiris, Heavenly Bonnet of the Chachamim. So it says, Neiris, Ashi says, Ner Shabbos, Ner Hanukkah. Ner Shabbos is a Ner that the difference in Ner Shabbos and Hanukkah is, Ner Shabbos, if you don't use it, it's a Brach of Atollah. Ner Shabbos is an Or that you have to use. And Ner Hanukkah is an Or that you can't use. Kodeshim. And then it's all of Kodeshim. And they have no resources for Stamsus. Oyer was put in the Bria on two levels. There's the Oyer Anignas and there's the Oyer that we have. The Oyer that we have is there to be Meir Lefana, to connect between the person and the world. Chazal, the famous Moshe, gave that if a person was at night and there was Koitzim and Barkonim and there was Listim and so on, and as soon as he had a light, it helped him from the Koitzim Barkonim. Then he had a fire and he knew which way to go, and then it was morning and the listim disappeared. Baruch upon him, oyer is what's mechaber between the person and the world. And how a person should act in the world and what a person should do, the olam ha-maisa goes from, is through her oyer. A person who's like it says by choshech, it was such extreme choshech that nobody got up in the koimai. A person cannot function in the world without understanding what to do, how to do, and so on. Lo'aleinu, a person who's lost his mind and doesn't understand what's going on around him, can't function. So a person, ha'ara, the first oyer is the oyer that is mechaber between the person and the olam ha'maisa. And that's the oyer that we have. And that is the etzem. The lev is the eva that takes the dam and brings it through all klei ha'maisa. The lev is the mafil. It's the one that activates all of the klei ha'maisa of a person. So if a person's heart's beating, his hands can move, his feet can run, and so on. That is one ha'ara. In Torah, that's Shaykh to Ulama Mishpat. Mishpat is a Maisa Shayasun. The Melech was Shayfet the Am, what to do. His tafkid was to take the Oyer of Torah and to apply it to the world. So Mishpat is taking Ha'aras HaTorah and bringing it into Mahalka Ulam. Like we spoke in Pashas Mishpatim, Ashatasim Lifnehem, that Mishpat is where you connect the Oyeras of Torah to the Mahalchis Seichel of Adam, which means basically to this world. Our Seichel, the Seichel in the sense of what we understand to be the Metzius, is the first step of this world. And when a person's Mechaba, the Eir of Torah, to the Eir of this world, to the Mahalchis of this world, that's Mishpat. That's Shaftim, that's Mishpat, and that's what we're talking about over here. That is, and that's the job of the Choshen. The Oyer of the Choshen was to tell people what to do. This is what you're supposed to do. What am I supposed to go to Muhammad? Not go to Muhammad. Go to Muhammad. This is the second Oyer, which is the Oyer of what a person is stelling zich zu. In other words, what am it be connecting between a person and what's above him, that a person should understand what's the ideal that I'm doing it for. Let's take an example: a person who has a cause, he has an ideal. So and he wants to realize it. So there are two areas where seichel comes into play, a seichel or something of the character and nature of a person. One is how to get from what he knows is right, there should be a malchus shakai ba'olam, how to do it. That's one. L'sakan olam malchus shakai, how does one do it? That's one mahalach. And the second mahalach is to want to have that world. In other words, when a person sees something, he wants it. The leva, the deinayim is right, the leva is chaymid. It means the person shtelzach tzu to something that's above him. That's the second type of ayur. So there's one ayur that's kulo shimush. The mitzias of ayur of the first ayur we spoke about is kulo l'shimush. That's what it's there for. And then there's an ayur that shtelzach tzu a person to something that's above his mitzias, and its tachlis is not what to do, but who you are. The Gemara says the mashal by seeing a Rebbe. It says Il Moli or Isi, as Reb Meir, I saw Me'achayrav, but if I would have seen him Elfanav, it would have been different. In other words, the tefisa I have, an ideal or what I should be, or where, or that which I'm striving for or to, that's all above a person. It's tachlis is to give the person his mitzias. The in the environment of a person, seichel has the function of seichel. What we call seichel is to bring into the world those things that he wants. A person wants to do something. Seichel plots and decides how to go about doing it. That's where seichel does. Above seichel, ratzon is something that is the atzmius of a person. So if I tell a person, you know, if you do this and this, it's not going to be good for you. So the person can ding zech on that. For instance, if I tell a person, if you get involved in this, it's not you're going to get into trouble. So there are two ways to ding zech on this mahalach. One is to say you're wrong, it won't get me into trouble. There I'm dinging zech on the lemaisa of what you're saying. The second way of dinging zech on it is, you're right, but life is not worth it for me unless I do this. Life is only worth it for me if I get a thrill out of it. If I do something dangerous and get a thrill. If not, I don't want to live. So I know you're right about the lemaisa of it. What we're not seeing eye to eye is what's the tachlis of Chaim? Who am I? That's a second way of refuting that argument. Those times when Chazal say, Yedeas Rabbi, Makas Rabbi, Miskavel Limud Boy, that's exactly what they mean. Most Umas Ha'olam, Deir Chatoyim and Deir Averis are Averis of, they don't understand. They're mistaken. Even as regards to Tachlis HaChayim, it's a lack of Havan. It's Kisus B'lihovin. That's the most, the mahalach of most Ra in the world, of most Yetzirah, is like a sus that's not maven, like a parrot, like a sus. All the Dimuyim and Chazal and Psukim of Baal HaChayim that have no Seichel. But there is a special element of Ra where the person says, I know the problem, and I it's not a problem in Yedia, but the problem is that this is not my ratzon. The special nekuda of that ra, which is Yedia Zchoyer Miskam Limud Boy, that is that's this ra over here. It's the ra where a person is mechalek between ratzon and havana and seichon tfisa. In a person's body, with the varim are kli maisa. Chachma has some bitui in the panim of the person. Chachmas adam toyer panav. So the pun of a person tells you, you look at the person's eyes, you see, is he intelligent? Does he understand what's happening? Does he know where he's headed to? That is in the pun of the person. But a person who looks at me and knows that what he's doing is leading to Sha'ol Tachis, but he says, Afilu Hachi, that's the Metzach is seisid upon him. In other words, a person who's misbayish, who looks down and doesn't want to face me, is the pshat. He's trying to avoid the consequences. So the person looks down and he makes believe the other person's not there. So if somebody sees that I'm doing something wrong, and if he catches me, I'll get fined or jailed or whatever it is, I bury my head in the sand because I make believe he doesn't see me. So the pshat is I'm acknowledging the emes of the point. If I can't look a person in his face and I lie to him or I cheat or whatever it is, so the mahalach is I'm embarrassed. It's I wish I wasn't doing it. I can't help myself. So I'm avoiding it. That's the pshat. The problem lies in the lower here, the mahalchim, if from chokhma downwards. But if I look the person straight in the face and I tell him afalpi kein, what I'm saying is it's my rotzen against your rotzen. It's me against you. And I want it. And I'm not arguing that this is going to lead to who knows where. But this is what I want. That is the deepest koyach hanefesh in a person is rotzen. And zeluma seh, the worst the worst avla is in that mahalach. You know, it's the biggest rishis, the select few are like Amalek and so on, that matichin klapemala, zorkin orvos klapemala, with akeh. They're not starting up with Kai Yisrael thinking Kodesh Baruch Hu took a nap and he's not going to do anything. They're starting up with Kai Yisrael as a chetimtza to be married against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is this separate route. In the mahalach of in the begadim, the choshen goes against the lev, which is the mahalachim from the olam of Torah, the olam of Hakadosh Baruch Hu's giluyim, to the olam of Maisa. The tzitz goes against a whole different, it's connected a whole different mahalach. This mahalach of Azaz Panim. And you have it in Gudanfi. In Gudanfi is someone's mechar from a gadif is the avera where the person says, I'm doing it to stick it to you. I'm doing it to be murdering you. That's Khira for Gidif. Azaz Metzach as Chazaz Ben Paul. But the Metzach of a Zayna is the Mokom where Busha was given to the Bria. The Bria, by his Beishasu, is set on a Arayas. And it's called Beis HaBeishas for that reason. That's the Mokom of Busha and the Bria. When a person becomes a Zayna, it's not the Pshat, because they did a Chet, but the Pshat is the person's Mahalach is keneged busha, that's called azus. That's metzach yizayna. That's we're not talking about the znus or the taiv of the zayna. We're talking about the zelum asev busha against, I don't care. And it's not a chet, ish zayna is not something that have to be mezana. You're talking about a person who shtels avek their metzias, zelum asev keneged the inyan that vayis preshasu was given. And that's why it's called Metzach Zayna. That's the nekuda of as Metzach that's in the Isha Zayna. Then in Lameda, so you have two separate inyanim in the two deepest inyanim in Koyches HaGuf that could be a kill call is in the lave, going from the lave down, and going from the moach up. The reason why it's called tzitz means things that you can only catch a glimpse of. You don't have a clear, hey tzitz alav balabira, The Rambam says in Mori Nevuchim from Shoniak in his Bir that Nevuah is never a continuous oyer. The Rambam says Nevuah is like a flickering of a light. Sometimes the light will flicker every single second of a person's life, like Moshe Rabbeinu. But it's a flicker. There is no such thing as a continuous Gilu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always Metzitz. Those Zinyanim that Hatzatza means that it's things that can only be glimpsed because they're not really part of the Metzias. That's why the Inyan of Tzitz, in other words, the Koichas HaNefesh of Seichel are continuous. A person is always aware of, in other words, in as much as he's doing in this world, he's aware of the mahalchim behind it. Seichel is possible to be mezgala all the time. Until you have the pasuk for megirsa, it can be continuous. Ratzin is always sparked giluyim. Ratzin is something a person can't really be oimid on his ratzinus continuously. A person sees, you know, this maisa, that maisa. The whole Torah is a nefesh that Chachmon Zoylom will start being a gala, that a person's subconscious that sparks, and you see a person says a word inadvertently, a person has a thought, a person has a dream, a person does something just strangely. All of those things are because Ratzin is not something that's begil in this world. It's behesta. Ratzin is the government. Chachma, it's behesta, but in the maisim is continuous in his gala. If I see a person driving, so I know exactly what he's doing. He's driving from point A to point B, even if he doesn't tell me. But mitzad the rutzen, that's something that is behesta. It does not even have a gilui in any steady maisa. Occasionally, a person does something where I'm oimin on his oimik rutzen. I don't know, maybe a little bit of Jewish or not, but tumas atahoim means those in Yanim, those tumas that are bigoli have an easier mahalach and kapara. Yom Kippur and Sirei Shchodesh and Regol, no mechapa on tumas hakodesh. The specific events, I did this, the tumah, this mechapa, and so on. Ritzu tzitz, that tzitz is meratz on tumas atahoyim is the pshat. Tumas at the home is a tahumid at tumas. The oimik of tzitz is that it touches on that olam of ratzon that nothing else can touch on. Klal Yisrael, it's called. So you have the. Let's go back to the Inyan of the Chiluk in the way they affect. The Urim V'Tumim affect a person by the fact that the letters shine out what to do. They tell a person, you, what should you do? Tzitz tells a person who he is. That's the Pshat Nazayah. The person, just like if I face somebody who I wronged and I can't face him, I'm a boyish upon him, then my rutzen, my pneumius is in line with his. You know, he knows he deserved better. I know I did wrong and I can't face him. I can't stand myself zelumaseh. I'm nichna to him in mikoyach in koyach rutzen. If not, then the pshat is you, I'm me. You think you deserve better, I think you didn't deserve better. You think it's a chutzpah, I think you're a chutzpah. There is no hachna of my etzem tfisa pnimis, of my ratzen to his ratzen. That's what the Zohar says. When a person stood face to face to the hakika of Kodesh Lashem, what would happen is the reflection of the Kedusha should have spilled up on the person's face as well. It's just like when I face to somebody, Im Kavodim, Im Kibonim Kavodim, and Ein Elchot Luyes means that I'm facing you and I want, I want to reflect your Ha'aretz Panim. I want to put myself in line with your Ritzonus. Bata Ritzon Chofmei Ritzonai. That's the Einen Lechot Tluyos. When I look up to somebody and waiting for his approval means my sense of right is subordinate to your sense of right. That's looking someone face to face. So if somebody looks at the tzitz and the horror of the tzitz reflects itself on the person's panim, the person's a tzaddik. If it doesn't reflect itself on the person's panim, the person is a rasha. Sometimes there was a tikkun that the person would look at the tzitz and he would start shaking and he would do tshuva. He would, looking, having to face the tzitz face to face, he would awaken him that sense of busha and b'meili bim attack nefratzim. So the tafkid of the tzitz is the opposite direction of the tafkid of mitum. It's not what to do, but it's to tell you who you are. What are you? And maybe to be metaken who you are. You find that it sits distinguished. It says by Midyan that they want to know who was Roya for Bia, wasn't Roya for Bia, that's to sort out who was Shayach the Pasha Veir, wasn't Shayach the Pasha Veir. The tzitz was the kli that did it. You were mavidim lefnei atzitz, and the tzitz was mafrin between who is Roya Laveir and not Roya Laveir. In other words, not even who did an Aveir, it says. But anyone that was royal Aveira, it selected the people by their mahus. One person about whom it says that his darga of Yediyah was as great as could be and still was a Rasha is Bilam. It says that Bilam was somebody who was darga of Moshe Nevuah. He was Yedea Das Alyoin. He was Yedea Das Alyoin. Yedea encompassed Todas Alyoin. And still, he said, Akash Prof wants this, I'll do this. He was the one that it says he flew with Sheamus of Kishuv, and they shone the tzitz on him, and then he fell down. In other words, the Kli Kodesh, that's the Zelu Maseh for those people that are Yedeas Rabbam, Makis Rabbam, Miskav Nimroid, is the tzitz. And that's why the of the Kli Akkadesh that they took with them, Rashi says they took the tzitz because they were they forced them down with the tzitz. The Klal Yisrael has in itself, of the Nyanim that we speak in Klal Yisrael, of the Milas and schools of Klal Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael's Maisim can be terrible. The Nevi'im speak about Ivus Adin and Ivus HaMishpat and so on. The only thing that stays in Klal Yisrael preserved is Ratzon. Like the Rambam says, by Koifai Sashem Roitzani, because the Ratzon of the person is always Emes. Rashi says, Kodesh Lashem, the Gemara says that Klal Yisrael is called the Gemara Kedushin says Truma is called Kodesh Lashem. It's a Shaila, Truma and Maisa, what it has Shem Kodesh or not. So the Gemara says that the Pasuk that says that Truma is Kodesh Lashem, the Gemara says it's talking about Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is called Kodesh Lashem, and Rashi says over there, I don't remember the Lashon exactly, that because they're always L'Ratzon L'Fnei Hashem, some a Lashon like that. Kodesh Lashem is the same Lashon, that's what the Tzitz said. In other words, Klal Yisrael is called Kodesh Lashem, and it's a Shaila in the Mefarshim, it's a Shaila whether or not Kodesh Lashem what is it going on? Is it going on the Tzitz? In other words, it's Kiilu a caption, this is Kodesh Lashem. Is it going on Kohen Gadol, or is it going on Klal Yisrael? In other words, Kodesh Lashem is a title of Klal Yisrael on the tzitz, and the pasuk, the Gemara Darshan, that when it says Kodesh Lashem is going on Klal Yisrael, that it's Reishis Trumasai Kodesh Lashem, Klal Yisrael, not the Truma. Because Klal Yisrael has that same, Kodesh Lashem means it's focus, like we speak about what Kaddish means. It's tachlis is one tachlis. That's why the lashon of tzitz is ritzui tzitz. It's not mechape, it's meratze. It brings out the v'hoyle rotzen of Klal Yisrael. It's p'china is a p'china of rotzen, and that's why it's called it's meratze on these things. That's the lashon. Everything else is called it's mechape. This is called rotzen. There's a hemek dover that's medayik in the psukim. In the beginning of the parasha where it says to take this, it doesn't say a tzitz. So the Emek Dava says because the tzitz was kaddish me'elav because it said kaddish l'Hashem. In other words, everything else is something else also. A ksenis is a coat. So you can use a coat for winter, you can use a coat for avoda. The avnit can be used for chayil. So the meshicha, or being magdish at Lashem, you have to be magdish and say this kohen is going to be for beggar kohen gadol. This is going to be for the beggar of kohen gadol. The tzitz is kodesh Lashem. It doesn't need to be made kodesh Lashem, but it's mahusas kodesh Lashem. That's why it didn't need to be made especially kodesh Lashem. And we asked how come this was the Urim V'Tumim was nignas because of its kedusha, and the tzitz, which is a davar kaddish, it wasn't nignas. Urim V'Tumim is dealing with the olam of seichel and das. It still can be subverted for tumim. So just like you can use the menorah to be meir for beis tifla. And you can use the chachma of Torah for other things. Those are all misuses of the kelim, and therefore kelim of a certain daga, like the Oren and the Urim V'Tumim, had to be nignas because we did not want the Umasam to use it, or Klal Yisrael was not ready to use it. The tzitz of Kodesh Lashem is Kodesh Lashem even when it's in Raimi. There's no way that Kodesh Lashem can fall under the Shilton of Rome. Because Kodesh Lashem is Kodesh Lashem. Chachma and Seichel and Kalim, the very word Kalim are things that are in Yanim that are vehicles for something. They're a vessel for something, they're a vehicle, they're a tool, a utensil. So tools and utensils depends. For in one person a hammer it bangs a nail in, the other person's hand it breaks a wall. Because it's a kli. Kodesh Lashem is a description of the Etzem Etzius. There's no way in which there could be a shlita of Umsalman. And that's why even in Rome it's the same Kodesh Lashem. We know tzitz from the tzitz that's in Rome because it didn't lose any of its kedusha being in Rome. When a person deals with working on himself, when a person spends his time in yeshiva and so on, a person works. So working on olam ha'maisa is the easiest. A person makes up his mind that he's going to be come on time. So it comes on time. It's a pu'ula. A pu'ula is the easiest thing for a person to do, because a person has total shlita on olam ha'maisa. Midas are harder, and the because the patterns it's they're less tangible and so on, and it's harder to work on midas for that reason. A person never knows if this is a symptom of this midas, symptom of another midas. Is it good? Is it bad? That's midas require, and that's why karbanis was pa'ulas that we did. And people brought korbanos, and they did them, and they were and they were niskaper. Korbanos belong to olam ha'maisa. Begadim belong to olam of midas, and that was only on the kohen, and it was hard actually to distinguish. There wasn't any specific moment. Whenever he was doing the avoda, he had the kelim on him, he had begadim on him, and those begadim were nislabish on him. That's the Something that's known as Medayik, actually. It says, by Kalim or Kalim Shoinim, you lay in the Megillah with an Echadik Nigin, because he took Kalim from Beis HaMikdash, it says. So someone asked why the Begodim, it says, he also took from the Beis HaMikdash. The Teretz is, Begodim wasn't a slavish. Kalim, you can do whatever you want. Begodim have to fit. Anybody can use a Kli Kodesh for Kalim. A beggar has to fit, as the Shaykhis, it's more subtle. It's much harder to subvert Begodim than Kalim. But in the deepest Nekuda is a person's Ratzon. And that's something that is almost impossible to work directly on. These are the inyanim that Neman Aleinu, the Divrei Chazal, that if a person is Oisik and Kedusha, if a person learns in Torah, it's Mezachas Nefesh, a person does mitzvahs B'Kavanah Shleima, Ratzon, in one sense, is the deepest part in a person's Nefesh. A person can only be Meitzitz Menacharakim. He catches a glimpse of his inner Ratzon, and it's very, very hard to really have a handle on it, and so on. On the other hand, we have Avtocha that Klal Yisrael is Kodesh Lashem, that Reishis Tvosai. Klal Yisrael is the Reishis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Etzem Atzmius of Klal Yisrael is Kodesh Lashem. So we have Avtocha that the Pnimius Ratzon of every person is Taif. But there's also a lot of Mamakim of Tumas HaTahayim. There's a lot in a person that needs to be worked out, to be weeded out from his Ritzinus, or to be mafkin between Emes Ritzinus and false Ritzinus. Looking, there are things we look at and we ask ourselves, what do we do with it? In other words, halacha l'maisa, let's say, is what do I do with the Emes? How do I implement it in the world? Learning an Inyan, sometimes we ask ourselves, what's the point of learning Inyanim that are beyond us? Learning Inyanim beyond us is that a person catches a glimpse of the Ha'ara of Kodesh Lashem. The Chalakim of Torah that are not quote-unquote Lamaisa, it's the Pshat because they're above Lamaisa. There's a Lashon it says that Lashon Lava Kodesh Baruch is going to be down a person, he's going to ask him, B'ni, did you learn this, did you learn that? Were you mistakil b'merkava shali? Did you look at my merkava? Where does this stand? Where does that stand? Well, the merkava is there to be mistakil. In other words, to be meitzitz, like he says about the tzitz. If a person looks at inyanim that are deeper, that are edler, that are b'china v'atzotze and taira, and a person feels a glow from those inyanim, then the pshat is, he should know that there was a certain nekuda was nisayir from it. If a person reads something, if a person learns something, it's the haibim, and feels turned on by it, then that's the reflection of his metzach from the tzitz. When a person saw Kodesh Lashem, he saw a reflection of Kodesh Lashem in his own metzias, and it's a simen toiv l'adam. A person who doesn't have a shaykhus or anything above him, there's nothing that he dehez higher than him that makes any roshim, it's not such a good simon. And adrabba, if a person uses it like he says, like the Zohar says, if a person is mistakel the tzitz, and the fact that he's not mayor in the area of the tzitz bothers him, that's the beginning of his tikkun. The fact that the person feels there is no part in my personality that's uplifting, that's inspired, that's above me, that's higher than me. Understanding that that's a cause for busha is also an inyan. And it's so there is an akuda in Torah that we have, since we don't have the kalims, we don't have the samigdash, we have tachlifim for it, there's also the replacements, Torah is replaced for everything. In Torah itself, we have replacements for inyani avodah. And there's a void of tikkun ha'maisim, there's a void of tikkun ha'midas, and there's a void where a person should try to be'er his ratzon pnimi. And just like by koyin, it's the pshat, the oifin of doing, of being mis'er, the person's ratzon pnimi, was to look on that which was above him. to look at something that it's atzmius was kedush l'Hashem. Its whole metzius was above seichel. It was kol kulei rotzen. A person, when a person, that chelik of Torah, that chelik of Havana, that chelik of Nefesh, that's mis'ir from things above him, that's where you have that chelik. And in as much as a person looks at that, and as much as a person, and again, not that mitzvah time-wise, obviously a person should be, the vast chelik of his time should be in Olam HaMaisa, but mitzvah, the impact of it, mitzad, how deep these inyanim impact a person, those inyanim on the gear to this atzmius, and a person who has a tzitzit looks up to, that becomes the ratzon lifnei Hashem.